Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
FML, fix my life.
Kenny, what do we do?
Fixing lives.
My life.
All right, so Kenny, I told you that I had a pretty good trip in Florida. It was amazing. A place I never thought I would go. Have you ever heard of Longboat Key?
No.
We were at a wedding.
Not until you told me.
It was on another level.
Then I looked up the pictures after Hurricane Milton.
There was still a lot to be cleaned up.
Oh, boy.
A lot of empty storefronts, flooding everywhere. I went jogging down one of the streets, and every house, 100% of the houses, they were all $5 million, $10 million, $12 million homes. Every single one of them getting worked on.
Real quick, non sequitur.
Like, where are those people living there?
Go ahead.
Yeah, so anyway, that's something I could talk about with my wife, right? I could talk to her about, man, that sucks. Do you see how beautiful that house is? They're getting worked on. Whenever those people are going, all right, that conversation takes you somewhere. Then, hey, we just had an election. A lot of people wanting to talk politics following that election. And we had some good banter at the welcoming party. And then it was on the way home, my wife said, hey, we're done with politics for the trip. That's it. She's like, I just had to endure how much of your discussion. She hears me and you talking politics.
Yeah.
She hears me and her dad talking politics, or that's more like crossfire. A lot of vehement discussions. I never forced her, to think a certain way. Always, you know, she picked my brain. I said, well, here's what the Democrats say. Here's what the Republicans say. You can make your own choice.
Yeah.
And that was her. She could go on her own way. She said, we're done with politics. And it got me thinking, what else do I have to talk to my wife about? If I can't talk about politics and she doesn't care about sports.
Mm-hmm.
And she doesn't really want to just gossip about other people 24/7. What's left? What's left to talk to your wife about?
You can enjoy shows together.
And
you
we do
enjoy each other's company.
And we do. We get a little snippet every night. And truth be told, I don't really feel like talking about our kids' nap schedule and eating schedule. I don't care about that.
No.
Every day. There's only so much of that I could take. What's left? What do you guys talk to your wives about? If you take out sports, politics, gossip, and kids, what is left?
What do we talk about? What do you talk to your wife about? I don't remember what I talked to my wife about yesterday. I got home, I ate, went to sleep. Told you, I wasn't feeling that good.
Did you talk about what's for dinner? That's one thing.
That's as soon as I leave here today, when I get in the car, that call will be placed.
Okay.
And I will go, I'll say my, you know, I love you. What are we doing for dinner? And she'll go, this is setting out on, you know, defrosting. Can you either do this to prep it, or the crock pot's already ready to go, or... I have no clue.
Oh, that's nice.
What are your thoughts? That's it. And then in my situation, it's bon voyage at 5 o'clock as I go to whatever practice we're going to or whatever and get back. And
see, Wednesday's a set schedule because there's certain days of the week that set schedule stuff. Yeah. So today's Eli goes pizza delivery. And he does that. And I go, okay, pizza delivery. Wednesday's pizza. So there will be pizza today. But everything else, I like, what's for din? And then she says that, and then that's about it. And then there's discussions about her day, and that's it. Like, it feels like Kramer from Seinfeld. That's about it. And I put my phone down, and I act interested about what's going on. And sometimes I am acting interested, and sometimes I'm genuinely interested. Most of the time, I'm genuinely interested. But there are some times I'm just nodding and going, yeah, that's great, or that sucks.
The thing that you're missing out on that's different from, because my children are older, we have the ability to go places together that might be for the children, but we can always do the little fun games when we're at dinner of what is this couple talking about? How did this couple meet? All that. You can do that at a Love sporting event. You can do that when, you know, those are the type of things that we do. You right now, you're trapped.
It's not talking trash. Yeah, it's not talking trash, though. It's not gossiping. It's it's observation, well, observation.
I will say, I mean, it's a lot of we're both on Instagram seeing what other people are doing, and it's, I can't believe she posted that. I can't believe he posted that. Yeah. Why are they posting that? Okay, that conversation's going to get very negative very fast. Mm-hmm. That's not an uplifting, positive conversation.
Well, there's also a lot of what would I, like, we kind of examine each other on that. Like, what would I do in that situation? Like, if somebody up the road who has a teenage son and the teenage son did something that it was like, whoa, it's like, what am I going to do in that spot or something like that? That's conversation that we have.
This is also where you need to get a good home renovation going in that you do yourself.
Oh, yeah.
We're doing a bathroom right now.
Oh, and
we're doing a bathroom right now.
You're going to have to show me how to do that stuff.
We spent 5 hours on, you want 3 drawers or 4 drawers in the vanity?
I think that turns into a fight.
Oh, no.
At the Lima household.
Yeah, well, you got to get over it.
Well, you can get over it, and I can get over it. I don't know if they're going to get over it. They are two competitive people over there.
And I was wondering, what could that possibly be?
Part of the issue is, we are home. Like, I will get home from work. She works from home.
Yep.
I'll have the kids.
Yep.
And we're just stuck. We're just stuck together. Now Mason's finally standing up, but he can't get down. So now I have to be next to him 24/7.
Yeah.
And it is the last few days I've sat here and I've
said, your complaints.
I can't even look at my phone.
I hope you enjoyed those 20s and 30s when you were going out while the rest of us were at home rearing children.
Kenny, I was on
now you're in it.
I was on the phone yesterday with Kenny, and she came in, my wife came in like a hurricane about all these things that have to be done. I'm sitting there with Izzy's yelling about wanting to put the damn dress on, the damn Elsa dress on. All she wants to do at 6 a.m. is put the Elsa dress on that we got her. Worst mistake ever getting that. That should have been a Christmas gift, but we caved because she was crying that other girls had it. So we got it for her. That's a disaster. And then Mason, I have to literally be sitting or standing next to Mason now the entirety of him being there. So there is not. I tried to do a phone call with you yesterday.
It was impossible.
And it was impossible. It was impossible.
I will tell you, on Monday, I was doing the Christmas decorations, and I called Lima, and I immediately got off the phone because he was eating on the phone, and I couldn't take it, and then I felt bad because I'm like, well, this is the only time he has to really eat.
I was going to tell you, that was literally the only time.
Feel bad. I'm sorry, friend.
I should have muted it. I should have figured out, like, mute when I'm not talking.
Yeah, you should have.
This is brutal, and I know everyone's been through it. Everybody is listening going, oh, it's your turn.
Welcome to it.
But holy cow.
I'm telling you, once he...
It sucked all joy out of life.
Once he can start bopping around and really gives you some fun, then you'll be past it. Because she's older, so she's smarter, so she'll be able to look after him.
You're going to enjoy your twilight years when he's 15.
Yeah, I'll be 70.
You will enjoy it. What are guys like Owen and I going to do when our kids get older? And then it's like, well, that's it. You're done with kids. Now you have to reconnect because you've been so busy for 20 years. That's where a lot of people get divorces, bud.
But that's
because people are living older than they ever. People are living to older ages than they ever have. So you used to stay married forever because it's like, well, we got one step left, and that's to the grave. Now people are getting divorces right after.
At that point, child support's done.
That's done. That's what people think. Because I cannot tell you how many of my friends or parents are like, yeah, we're done. It's like, what? Right after they all went out of the house. All right, that's enough of this. See you at the weddings. And they move on. So that's something you'll get to observe because it's bound to happen with one of us. Not my marriage.
Why are you looking at me?
Strong.
He's perfected. Owen's perfected this.
I'm good at this.
How many marriages have you been on different continents?
Enough to know better.
Yeah. That's a good point. I did work with somebody who famously said that Liz was my test marriage.
I've always said the best thing for my marriage is my first marriage.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.